Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for August 14th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include new site audit client flash challenges, and while we're doing them, a GoDaddy data breach that may affect you, and an update on that report. How to restore a plugin update to the previous version, mixed reactions to the Try Gutenberg invitation in WordPress 4.9.8, my Gutenberg tutorial schedule, what's up with SiteGround no longer offering free cPanel migrations, results on that massive Google algorithm update at the first of the month, the settings I'm checking in Yoast SEO for category archive pages, and our recipe plugin test are almost finished. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party in interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news over on the Blogaid Facebook page. In Blogaid happenings, you know, last week I mentioned that I'm caught up on my wait list for site service requests, and boy, did y'all ever respond to that! And fortunately, most of the requests could be done quickly, as many were from previous site audit clients. Those checkups go fast, as I can usually update all the security and such as I do with the audit. And previous site audit clients get priority on my wait list too. So if you've been thinking about a site audit or checkup or getting a real full HTTPS conversion or any other site service, now would be a good time. And last week, I emailed all of my site audit clients with a reminder invitation to our private Facebook group and the email list for that. While I don't understand it, I do respect that some site audit clients don't want to hear from me unless there is a dire emergency with sites in general that they need to respond to. So I invited the folks who do want to participate in a more active resource, like our private Facebook group, onto another email list. Now, on Friday, I sent that list the very first of the new flash challenges that we're doing to ensure our sites are up to par with all the major changes coming. And we do follow up discussion and such in our group. That has really been helpful to everyone. Now, this first challenge focused on our plugins and took folks all of about 5 minutes to do. That's the way I want all of them to be, quick and easy. The next one will be on our backups. It was already planned for this week, but boy, is it ever timely. And here's why. You may recall that I've been warning for the past 2 weeks that major internet security issues were at hand. Well, thanks to what looked like a slip-up at GoDaddy, hackers now have even more fuel for that fire. In fact, they may have the kind of server configuration data that makes them drool and the kind that helps them tailor a massive attack. So massive, it could bring the internet to its knees. So I wrote a post called GoDaddy Data Breach Puts the Internet and Your Site at Risk. And guess what? A GoDaddy spokesperson reached out to me the day the post went live, which was Monday, to clear up a few of the facts. And I updated my post accordingly. So if you read it, go read it again. If you haven't read it, go see what happened, as well as ways you can protect yourself in the event of a DDoS attack. And last week, I mentioned that I was on fire to make a priority of creating new, quick tutorial videos for the plugins I recommend and methods I tell folks a lot about. Well, here's the first one on that list. It's how to restore plugins to a previous version with a WP rollback. And boy, I tell you, this little thing has saved my bacon. Now I'm going to shoot for doing one or two of these a month at least. So look for these to start showing up on my new helpful post page too. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's dive into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, there have been mixed reactions to the Try Gutenberg invitation. And WP Tavern has a pretty balanced article on the initial reaction to this. And as with most anything, folks that hate something are the most likely to post publicly about it. And as expected, it's a mixed reaction of love and hate. Now, there was a number in that article that scared the crap out of me. Actually, it was a conclusion they drew from it that was so scary. They said the classic editor plugin download increased over 700% to 60,000. Now, they took this as a good sign of how many folks are proactively maintaining their sites. There are millions of WordPress sites. 60,000 is a drop in the bucket. Now, I believe we're going to hear bloody murder screams from the rest of those millions of site owners who are not paying attention when 5.0 comes out and the Gutenberg text editor is turned on by default for everyone who has not proactively taken measures to ensure that doesn't happen. And last week, I noticed that my WordPress beta test site have been updated to WordPress 4.9.9. So that means we'll have at least one more release prior to 5.0, which will roll Gutenberg into the core. Now, I'll have more details for you about what's in 4.9.9 as they finalize it. And I'm waiting for the 5.0 beta release to test the 10 different ways to turn off Gutenberg so I can be sure which one works best. I'm not positive they will react the same with the Gutenberg plugin we have now as when it rolls into the core. So those tests have been postponed for a bit. But rest assured that I will have details for you, and we will not allow the Gutenberg text editor to be turned on by default. And as far as I can tell, the 5.0 release has been delayed until September. In the meantime, you can go read the two Gutenberg posts I've already released that tell you more about what this whole thing is, not just the text editor we're seeing now, as well as a tour of that editor. I've got the links for you in the show notes. Now, this week, I hope to dive back into Gutenberg and start on a new tutorial series. I don't have any clients that I think it will be a good fit for yet, including those starting new sites, as I know they're going to want to do things that Gutenberg can't do yet. So, first on my agenda is to test what Gutenberg can't do, as I've already seen some things that definitely knock it out as a possibility for me to use right now. I want to be sure to present those in the new series right up front, so folks can see if Gutenberg's even a good fit for their needs before they make the switch or dig further into tutorials. In hosting tips, you may remember a couple of Tips Tuesdays ago that I mentioned SiteGround was launching a new migration wizard so that you can move your site from another host yourself. You may also remember that I said this was a bad idea, as it does not include the files below your WordPress install, like htaccess and robots.txt, that are both critically important to your site security and HTTPS setup. Well, I discovered there's more to the story when I was helping a client move off HostGator this weekend. SiteGround launched that wizard as the only free way to migrate to them. They no longer offer a free cPanel migration service. That's as of Sunday. A manual migration is all they offer, and it costs $30. Now, I tried the wizard for one of my clients moving off HostGator, and it failed. They said due to restrictions at the origin host. Now, I've got a post in the works with more details, and I'll have that for you later this week, I hope. In SEO tips, the massive algorithm change that Google did on August 1st seems to have primarily targeted health-related sites. Now, it's well worth reading this post from Search Engine Land that I've got the link for you in the show notes to see how the big sites fared and if you have a similar site. Now, you'll also notice that Google went after sites that collect info. I'm thinking this part is HTTPS-related too. And there's a way longer post I've got linked for you in the show notes on the update that focuses on EAT and thin content. EAT, EAT, stands for expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And it is a big deal for SEO. Now, one quotation that stood out to me in this post is about how the algorithm update heavily hit a site where there were too many ads on what was otherwise thin content. Here's the quotation. There are many Amazon affiliate links weaved into the content as well. It seems like the site was focusing more on monetization than the user, and that's always a dangerous situation. End quote. Now, for those of you who run ads, I'll say it again. Less ads means more money. Less ads make your site faster and gives a better user experience. Both of those things will translate into more visitors actually seeing your ads and clicking them, meaning that you make more money. And I have testimonials from clients to back up that statement. When they reduced their ads, they doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled their income. Hey, did you know that the Yoast SEO plugin has the same on-page module available for category archive pages as for regular pages? I'm looking into that, and I'll have some great recommendations for my DIY SEO folks after I finish my test. I want to see what Google picks up from that metadata and how it shows up on the archive pages too. Now, that sort of thing takes a little while to test as far as seeing the changes in SERPs, which are search engine results pages, but definitely worth looking into. In plugin tips, woo, Marilyn and I have been turned upside down, sideways, and every which way but loose trying to get through what should have been simple schema tests for a few recipe plugins. Now we'll have a mix of both paid and free plugins for you. And if we can ever get a straight answer from support on one of the paid plugins, we'll finish up the test. Now, we both hope that will be later this week, and it will likely take us until next week to finish our post on it. We plan to publish them on the same day, me with the schema test results and her with a comparison of features and ease of use and look of layout. So we'll have more for you on that soon. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.